October 12, 2011. Now, I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at understanding and application of God's Word. We're digging into Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 today. The Word of God says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, when Paul says partnership in the gospel, he's lifting up a significant truth that we can easily look over. And I think of the camaraderie on a sports team. You have a goal, and it's to win. And so you practice together, spending hours and hours together in order to achieve that goal. And in doing that, you have these bonds that are created. And these bonds are strong. Like, I have seen grown men cry. I mean, getting choked up and actually shed tears as they talk about their high school football days. And listen, I'm kind of guilty of getting a little overly nostalgic myself. Like, there have been times since we've been in our 30s that Lance Hagler and I have sat down and talked about what great talent we had on the Enterprise High School baseball team and how in 1998 we should have won state. Now, a bypasser to that conversation would probably roll their eyes and say, come on, Uncle Rico. Like, your days are over. Stop living in the past. Now, for the record, let me say, there is a need for some of you men to find your high school yearbook. Open up to that picture of you shooting the jump shot or of you in a three-point stance and kiss that man goodbye. Like, kiss that man goodbye. Put him on the shelf. Start living in the present. No doubt there's need for that. But let me say, there is such a bond that people have when they spend hours and hours and hours together in partnership working towards the same goal. That's what Paul's talking about here. Paul visited the Philippians a few times after his initial departure, and they maintained active support for his ministry. Now, how long Paul and his company stayed in Philippi is unclear. Nevertheless, they were there long enough to found a church, so it's pretty significant. So he really lived life with these people. He got to know them well. He loved them. All right, the common goal was growth in the gospel. The Philippians and Paul worked together for the gospel. They were a team laboring together to nourish souls with the gospel. And so this bonded them. And it bonded them on a deep level. So much so that the Philippians gave financial support and had deep concern for Paul's well-being. We see that later on. So much so that Paul not only prays for the Philippians here, but he does so, as it says, with joy, with joy. He loved these people. They were bonded together on a deep level. Now, I've seen this in the church, and it's beautiful. There's nothing like a church full of folks who are bonded together on a deep level, and they love each other. I mean, they love each other. But I've also seen churches that are lacking in this. And you know the reason why people leave churches over the color of carpet or personality conflicts? It's because we've lost sight of the gospel. We treat the church as an organization that we can just kind of tinker with in the same way that we do a country club. We have redefined the goal that we were teamed up for in the first place, and we become like a baseball team arguing over the color of the bench in the dugout. We're here to play baseball. You want to see joy in the church? Let's partner together in the gospel. Growing in it, spreading it. Listen, eternity is at stake. Unlike baseball, eternity is at stake. So there is urgency in this matter. May we labor together in the gospel for the joy of all peoples, so that the name of Christ may be made great in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on First Baptist Daily.